Just want to say good afternoon even to Craig Mulhall, and Craig's from the Irish at Leisure brand Parkwood. Craig, thank you very much for joining us here on Northside today.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Now, you've teamed up with the Simon Community Outreach and Health Wellness Programme. Could you give us an idea on what's happening there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just something, an initiative we actually started last year, September 2020. My family were always involved in kind of supporting those that were experiencing homelessness growing up. And with the business and the brand, we kind of have a bit of an opportunity to do something for those who needed that bit of help, especially around health and wellness, and as well those in the outreach programs that were sleeping rough. So we decided to run an incentive that for every purchase of a leggings or sports bra on our website, parkwoodclothing.com, that we would donate the same item to their services. So it just means that they're getting high quality product, meaning that they can have a fresh change of clothes, meaning that they can be encouraged for their own wellness to get up and get active as well through the programs and through the great team at Simon. So ran it again a couple of weeks back, and we had some really, really good results.
Very good, very good. Now, I'm afraid I'm not really too well up on the sports clothing itself. So, obviously, they are. Is it thermal clothing, wetproofing clothing, or you know?
It's a mix of high quality materials, warmer materials, compression materials. It is more so for the exercise end of things, but it is just a fabulous piece of clothing to be able to put on in terms of comfort as well. So it's not really a thermal focus, but I suppose the goal here is to support the health and wellness agenda, and that is, again, the exercise element of things.
Right. Now, on the press release here that I have, it says that it's from the 15th to the 21st of February, and as you say, it's for every sports bra or pair of leggings purchased that you'll donate the same. So I'd imagine it's still going on. It hasn't finished.
No, it has finished. We ran it for the week and then we came to the wrap-up. So once the incentive was over and people really got engaged with it, we ended up raising 29,400
wow.
in stock value to give to the Dublin Simon community. From their side of things, you know, some businesses, and it's fantastic, can donate money. We wanted to do something a little bit different where we were kind of providing high-quality product that we knew that they get a lot of use out of. So it ended up nearly being over 1,000 pieces of items across sports bras and leggings. And we're blown away. It's three times what we gave away last year. So the support has been phenomenal. And I'm pretty sure the Simon community will really get a lot of use out of it.
Lovely, lovely. And did you go directly to the Simon community with the clothing, or did you go out, as you might call, out onto the field to meet the homeless themselves?
Yeah, so our plan is when things kind of die down a little bit as well with the pandemic, that we'll get out and get more involved again later in the year. What's happening now is that their team is coming to Parkwood offices and they're going to pick up and do the handover, and then they're going to start to distribute the clothing out to those that need it. So that's going to happen later on this week. So hopefully if people are watching us on our Instagram channel, they'll be able to see kind of some of the great images of their team. And again, a few weeks on, the product actually been given out to the people that need it.
Right, but you yourselves haven't actually gone out on to meet the homeless themselves to distribute. Yeah. Okay,
no,
right. And is this something that you might take up again in down the road again?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we're always trying to do something. At the start of the pandemic, there we did an incentive for the HSE staff, whereby we gave them a massive discount in order to get kind of fresh gear. We found the feedback was that people were needing new items to put on every time they went in to work into a hospital. They had to change out of them, and we got a great response from that. We got a lot of people that were very grateful, and it's part of our agenda as a business as well that we are being socially responsible. We are trying to do our part. So whether it be with the Simon community or another organisation, again, we always have intentions to use a bit of the platform we have to try and do some good.
Right. Very good. I was going to say to you there, the time of the year we're in at the moment with COVID and all that stuff, and have you seen your business increase where people are getting out more, trying to do more exercise, or has it quietened down a bit?
No, absolutely not. Like we've grown exponentially in the last few months as well, Joe. Like we've seen a great rise in people just needing quality, comfortable clothing. That they are spending more time at home. There is more home workouts.
Yeah.
Essentially, they've kind of given up the trousers and the jeans, and they've moved across the leggings.
Yeah.
as a result, people are needing that and are kind of buying into the athleisure vibes and lifestyle a little bit more. But we're really looking forward to when all of this is over and then people can have some normality again, that, you know, we can see the lift again from people going back to gyms. But we've been really happy, luckily, and we've been very lucky as a business that the pandemic hasn't impacted us. It has seen us grow quite a bit.
Yeah, and of course that has filtered down into what you're doing with the homeless there as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The clothing itself, do you manufacture it here? Is it all done here in Ireland itself?
So we have a mix of manufacturers across Germany, Turkey, China, and as well we do some here in Dublin as well, in-house, because we have our own unit. So it's a mix of across, you know, I suppose you get the best materials in different countries, and that's what we're trying to do, that it's premium and that we're making sure that we're investing in the materials that we use. So we use a variety of different people.
Right. And if still, as you say, although the 21st of February is gone, but would it be right to say that if people want to support the charitable cause, that they can get in touch with you through powercutclothing.com?
Yeah, get in touch through powercutclothing.com or info@powercutclothing.com is our email address, or even drop us a message on Facebook or Instagram, and it's powercutclothing on both of those.
Right. Besides the clothing, do you provide any footwear for athletes as well?
Or no, we haven't. We kind of understand, and again, it comes from a background of family thing. We understand materials. We understand clothing, and footwear is a different kind of game, though. It's a very complicated game where you're looking at the big guys like Nike and Adidas, and they are always inventive and developing, and they have the budgets. But we don't go down that route. What we do is we focus on what we know we're very good at, and that is leggings, that is sports bras, that is workout goods, and it's leisure wear. So that's where we stick.
Lovely. Okay. It's really a worthwhile thing that you're doing there, and an excellent idea. As you say, for every item is bought, you've been donating the same item of clothing to the Simon community, and I'm sure that they have really, really appreciated all your help there. Is there anything else you'd like to add yourself?
No, that's it. Just keep an eye out for us online. We'll always be trying to do our part, and we're actually about to open up into a couple of stores across Dublin and Galway and Cork in the coming months. So when we're out and about again and things are a little bit freer, we're hoping that people can kind of start coming to our stores and our shops in a variety of different department stores. So that'll be exciting.
Well, it's great to hear that, because of, you know, the situation where you find a lot of there are some shops that are closing down, but as you say, you're keep going, and things are working out well for you, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Excellent. Hard work and dedication, that's it.
Get the head down and get
that's
going
it. Yeah.
Well, Craig, thank you very much for taking our call here and Near FM, and we wish you all the best of luck, and we'll keep in touch with you over the next couple of months, and if you ever want to come back and have a chat with us, and if there's any new ideas or whatever with yourselves and the Simon community, don't hesitate to get in touch with the guys inside.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was great chatting to you.
And you too. Take care of yourself now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye now. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.